Live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio, across from the historic Chicago Theater, you are listening to Carmen and Yurko on the new home of the Chicago Bears, ESPN Chicago. This is WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
All right, hope everyone's having a great Wednesday. It's Carmen and Yurko. Crosstalk with Cap in an hour. And then Cap's going to have a brief show until 3 each of the next 2 days because we have White Sox baseball, spring training winding down. And the opener's next week already, Yurko. White Sox will be on the road in Houston. Cubs are at home. Who are the Cubs open with?
The Cubs open up with Cincinnati.
Sure. Yeah, just say Cincinnati. Sure.
Cincinnati.
I do know this.
Brewers.
Who do they open against?
Brewers.
The Brewers, the Brew Crew. I know this, Yurko.
Yes.
We are going to be at Old Crow Smoke Show.
That's right.
Smokehouse.
Are you sure?
When you promote it, say Smokehouse.
All
smokehouse.
Right. We're going to be
Smokehouse first.
The Old Crow Smokehouse.
I hope they want it to be branded as Old Crow Smoke Show.
We're going to be at Old Crow Smokehouse, where we were last year. It's a great place. It's right there on Clark, just south of the ballpark. Come by and see us if you're banging around Wrigleyville.
You always got that good crew that's out there.
Figuratively, yeah. Not literally. Right. If you're hanging around getting ready to go to Cubs opening day next week, we're going to be on 10 to 2, a full 4-hour ride, Yurko. 10 to 2.
10 to 2.
Next Thursday at Old Crow. And then a week from Monday, we are going to be at Buffalo Wings and Rings on the south side, 35th and Halstead, just north of 35th Street, actually, on Halstead, again from 10 to 2 for White Sox opening day. Looking forward to both. It's always fun to be out to start a brand new season, even though I don't think we have tremendously high expectations for either team. I'm clinging to some hope for my White Sox.
I'm clinging for a hot start. I don't know if you listened last night.
I heard you say that.
While the weather's bad. Yeah, show up, play somewhat decent. If you can go 15 and 8. Play 500 baseball the rest of the year.
Yes.
Right?
Yep.
Even if I say I made it 15-9, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're still 3 games. It's an 84-win season. That's all I'm asking for. 84 wins on either side. At least you're in the hunt. Come September, you're in the hunt.
Yeah, you'd be in the hunt.
You're in the hunt for one of them wild card spots.
I hope it's better than it was last year come September, so you're right about that. You know what I missed last night? I had to get out of the car right at just before 7.
What'd you miss?
What did you pick for Song of the Night? I know Chris let you pick it.
Willie, Toby Keith.
Weed with Willie?
Yeah, now that smoking weed's legal in the state of Illinois.
All right.
Trying to get every last dollar they can out of their citizens.
Awesome.
So, yeah, Weed with Willie.
A crowd pleaser from Yurko.
Was it a crowd pleaser?
Yeah, I think people enjoyed it.
I was running in to pick up my son from baseball practice, so I missed it. I was like, what's Yurko?
Yurko also brought some stellar Zoo News to the table.
Yeah, Brookfield News. Big things happening out by you, Carmen.
Big things.
I'm
number 5 zoo in the country.
I'm like 6 miles from Brookfield Zoo.
Yeah, congrats.
Number 5 zoo in the country.
Were they ranked
today?
The zoos?
Yes.
Number 5. The zoos?
Yes, the AP.
Do we not have ratings here? Does every hospitals not have ratings?
There's metrics.
Is there not a Michelin star system? Of course there's zoo rankings.
Have you not heard about the improvements that are being made with the Ape House and the Monkey House?
I'm a big fan. I've been to Brookfield Zoo many times, especially with the kids. Like I said, I live about 6 miles from Brookfield Zoo. So I've been a frequent patron over the years. When they do the zoo lights at the holidays, fantastic. The Great Ape House is awesome. There are no pachyderms at Brookfield Zoo.
No pachyderms.
There are no pachyderms.
No elephants.
Nope.
Elephants are very hard to keep.
Well, I would imagine. They're the world's largest land animal.
A very large space to keep.
Big space.
Which is why a lot of zoos don't have.
Too dangerous for them? It's
Brookfield
not good
Zoo's
for them?
A little more compact.
Yeah.
They had to make a decision of what to go with.
They went
with the rhinoceros.
There is a rhinoceros. When you go and you see those lions.
And a hippo.
Ooh.
A hippo.
I don't know about a hippo. I've never seen a hippo.
But you see what they're doing with the Ape House and the Monkey House?
No, what are they doing?
Making a greater outdoor area.
Really?
Yeah, so they can frolic.
Boy, it's great when you watch those those primates in action, Yurko.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic.
Boy, they're capable of anything.
It's fantastic.
You can go inside it and they just swing around. It's like that enclosure. It's awesome. It's going to be even better now.
What's number one, San Diego?
No.
No?
No, I believe Cincinnati was.
Oh, Cincinnati.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yurko, wasn't the upset of the ranking that San Diego wasn't on the top 10?
San Diego, not in the top 10.
No, it's fallen.
Joan Embry has dropped the ball.
Fallen by the wayside.
Dr. Joan Embry, Eastern Illinois grad, has dropped the ball out in San Diego.
Listen, they got fat and happy.
I guess they did.
They got fat and happy.
They rested on their laurels for too long.
Listen, Jacksonville's got a nice zoo. They're not even remotely close to the top 10. I don't know what's going on.
Right? Yeah. Was Big Cat Rescue on there? Was that not considered a zoo?
No, not a zoo.
No?
No. No.
Because I've been there in Tampa.
To be a zoo, you got to have everything.
You got to have everything?
Not just
you have to be legal. What's a Big Cat Rescue? That sounds like some
legal.
That sounds like some off the beaten path thing you're going to get the Tiger King guy from.
That's what it is.
It is. That's exactly what it is.
You know, when we were in Tampa with the kids, like circa 2017, we went to bed. Like at that time, my son would have been how old? He would have been like 6.
Yeah.
Right?
Younger.
No, he would have been even younger. You're right. No, he would have been 5.
What year?
2017.
That's going to be 5 years ago, 5.5 years.
So he would have been like 6 years old.
Yeah.
And he was really into tigers. And so we found it. Oh, here's something to do in Tampa. Big Cat Rescue. We went.
Yep.
And then like 2 years later, the whole Tiger King thing happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa. I said, Karen, we were there. We were at Big Cat Rescue.
Does somebody in the family have a birthday to celebrate?
My daughter's birthday is today. Gio's was on Sunday, and my daughter's birthday is today.
Okay, so we're not going to forget.
Happy birthday to Avi.
Well, you guys must have had a busy June
We had
back
a busy June
day.
Or July back in the day, Yurko.
Huh?
I,
right around Father's Day, huh?
Yes.
It was whether you liked it or not, you're going to get it? Is that the way it works?
That's right. I put some pictures on...
Jeez. Happy Father's Day.
I put some pictures on Instagram.
Are you done yet?
Did you see that one of the pictures I put up is you and Avi? Did you see that?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I put it on Instagram.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it was your call.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Yeah, look at that. That's fun. Oh, man, I look thin there. What's going on?
Well, you look good.
It's the lighting.
Oh, shut up, Abdallah.
Yurko and my dad, she was probably like, I don't know, 4 or 5 in that picture?
Yeah, she's youngster.
Give or take, yeah.
Youngster.
So, yes, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. I
saw
that this morning.
Yeah,
so
that's crazy.
While you started talking about the youngsters, I was going to give you a little chance and an opportunity to slip in a happy birthday.
Thank you, yes.
You know what they say? In come the animals, 2 by 2. The monkeys laugh at the kangaroos.
I didn't know that.
Never heard that song?
I never heard that.
Didn't know Noah build the ark. He built it out of a hickory bark.
Where are you singing this from?
I mean,
doing the song of the night every night, guys.
When I was a kid, I used to sing that song all the time.
Black and Abdallah will be on tonight. There will be a song of the night. It'll be after White Sox and Royals. So Cap's coming down at 2. We'll crosstalk with him, and then he'll keep you company until the game starts at 3. Same drill tomorrow. Waddle and Sylvie will be on early because Hoodie's off. They're going to do 7 to 10. Cap will be after us, and then it's White Sox baseball. And then it's a full day on Friday for the anniversary show. Live at House of Blues, doors open at 11. The cast of characters
very
coming
excited
through.
About that. I'm very excited. What's when's casting call for us?
I don't know.
That day.
Good question.
If it opens at 11, should we be there a little bit earlier?
I will be there right about 11 because Mike and I have to record Odds Couple starting at 10,
that's
and
right.
I'll walk over after that.
Yeah, I got you.
I'll be there right
You're
around
be
11
fighting
o'clock.
The crowd, Carm.
I'll be fighting the crowd.
I'll be fighting the crowd. Getting through.
Maryland's coming.
Not shocked.
Poor Maryland had an accident. She fell. She knocked some teeth out over the weekend. We wish Maryland the best. Poor Marilyn, you know.
What? She trip over the dog? What happened?
No, she didn't trip over the dog. I think she fell in the middle of the night or something.
Was she sleep standing
up? I don't know.
I mean, what the hell's going on?
I was trying to piece it together.
What is she, Dracula? What the hell's going on
here? Instagram.
Why do you know this?
She put it on Instagram and on Facebook. I don't go on Facebook. Somebody sent it to me from Facebook. She told me on Instagram. She couldn't see. It was dark.
She's got no choppers?
I think she, like, knocked 2 teeth out or something. I felt terrible. But she's a trooper. She's still coming. She said she's taking the train down, and she's coming to...
Let's get some beef broth for her. What?
I'm sure she'd like some of your beef broth.
Some broth.
Sure she would.
I mean, you got to get some broth.
Yurko's
you got
beef
no teeth.
Broth.
You can't chew on a chicken tender. Let's get some broth.
We're setting up a booth right by the bathrooms. Yurko's broth. Beef broth.
Beef broth. Mario is in California on ESPN 1000. Hello, Mario.
Hey, what's going on, Carmen? Yurko, how you guys doing?
Good,
what's
buddy?
Happening? How are you?
Good, doing good. I appreciate you guys taking my call.
A sure.
Few things, and I'll try to make it as quick as I can. First of all, you guys were talking about zoos and stuff like that, and I heard you guys mentioning San Diego since I live so close. San Diego Zoo is cool and all, But the wild animal park out here is much better. A lot cooler things to see. It's smaller, but, you know, if you ever come out to San Diego, I highly recommend the wild animal park. Or it's called the Safari Zoo now.
Okay.
Yeah, the Safari Zoo.
There
yeah, you go. So lot more exotic animals and stuff like that to see.
Sounds
so
good.
Yeah, next thing, you know, everybody I work with, we're all baseball fans and stuff. And, you know, I kind of got them on the WBC this year, and we all enjoyed it. You know, when we came into work every morning, we were talking about the games and whatnot. So, you know, at least from our perspective, we thought it was great. We enjoyed all the games, and you know, I can't wait till the next one. So
I thought it was very good. I was way more into it than I thought I was going to be.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when you sit down and you actually start watching some of these games and how these countries represent themselves, I mean, it's all. I mean, I don't know if I want to compare it to the World Cup, but you know, when some of these countries all they got is baseball to represent their country, then you know they're going to go all out. So the last thing, you know, about the Bears, you guys were talking about the Bears earlier. I think for the most part, Ryan Poles is done with free agency. Some of the callers before kind of stole my thunder, but I think for the most part, Poles is done signing guys. I think the only one that he might look into, if the price is right, is, and I know there's a lot of speculation about Yannick Ngakoue from the Colts. That might be the only one that I see him doing. I think he's focused on the draft at this point. And last thing, guys, you know, for all these Bear fans, I hope everyone's listening that are screaming, you know, draft a receiver. It's just stop it. It's not going to happen. That's not the way Ryan Poles operates. That's not the way he does business. He's going to go lineman, whether it's offensive or defensive. I don't know which way. I think Paris Johnson is the best fit because he is purely an offensive tackle.
Yes.
And you could move him to the right, and that's the biggest need that the Bears have. So I'll go ahead and hang up and listen on the app. I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks,
have a good
Mario.
Day.
Thanks, Mario. Thank you. Yeah, Johnson might be the best fit with his size and not anybody you have to worry about ever bumping inside. You move Braxton to the right side. You believe then your tackles, your bookends, they're young. You'd have the makings of a younger offensive line, which is good. So they're going to draft a receiver at some point. It's just probably not going to be in the first round. But they'll draft someone.
Could be a little bit later.
Yeah. They're going to draft one, I would think. They know they still could add some skill position players. But they've addressed some of that in this offseason already with the trade, with Robert Tonyan signing. They loaded up on a couple of running backs, which is fine. I think they were both one-year deals. You got a little bit of a pass catcher and the change of pace guy in Homer from Seattle anyway. You added Foreman. You believe in Khalil Herbert, who was one of the league's leading rushers in terms of yards per average last year. Their running game should be fine. So they did add a little bit more to their collection of skill players that was dreadfully lacking, but I still think that they're going to find a way to add.
You ran the ball fine last year.
Of course,
your quarterback was your leading rusher.
Well, and Herbert was good when he was out there.
Right. I mean, for average, Montgomery, not necessarily.
You don't worry about it.
So Herbert's got to come back, and then you've got who? Devontae Freeman now?
Dante Foreman. Travis Homer.
Thank you.
Who could be a little bit of a pass catcher out of the backfield, something they probably were looking to add because Herbert's not great at it.
You got depth. Nobody's spectacular. Right. That's fine.
Yes. Like, you're fine. You're fine there. Absolutely. Yes. You added a little bit. And
you added a running back. Fine. Because you need three of them, right?
Yes.
You have three of them? That's why you added running backs.
Yeah. And they'll have Ebner, too.
They got Tonyan.
Robert Tonyan.
Yep. Tonyan.
Yes, they did.
So I love him a ton.
You love Tonyan a ton. Nicely done.
I love him a lot.
We're doing another skate with the Wolves. We'll give you details on how you can join us for what has turned out to be one of the great promotions we've done over the years here. We did it again after a couple of years off because of COVID. We did it last year in April. We're doing it again next month. We'll tell you how you can join us coming up. Kendall Gill will also be our guest to talk hoops at 135. Is he buying this little surge, this little mini run the Bulls have been on where they have won 5 out of 6? Anything truly different about this team? Defensively, they look different right now, but we'll talk to Kendall and pick his brain about it coming up in 15 or so. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko. Follow the show on Twitter at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64. This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
We're good partners with the Chicago Wolves. You're reigning champs. We even got to hold the Calder Cup last year. Remember,
we
were at the Pride Stores. We were at 93 Octane.
Yep.
pretty cool. Hold on. We've gotten pictures with the Stanley Cup and the Calder Cup.
We have both of those bad boys.
And we're great partners with the Wolves. And a number of years ago, we did a promotion where we brought listeners and we did a skate in between periods at a game. Did it again last year, and it's coming back next month, Saturday, April 15th, at Allstate. We are going to skate. We'll have 5-on-5 with two subs on each side, plus two goalies. Now, Yurko's going to, I believe, do the commentating again.
Yes.
You're not going to be on the ice?
There's going to be commentary.
You're going to be the commentary.
Yes,
the commentator.
Going to be commentary.
You're going to be the commentator, Yurko.
Yes, commentary.
You're Australian all of a sudden.
Not skating at all. No. No skating for me.
I skated last year in it. I think I'll skate again.
My main guns were my son and my nephew.
I know.
Little Andrew and Jakey.
Can we get Jakey and Andrew back?
Jake's got an event already planned for that weekend, and Andrew is a freshman at Purdue.
Damn.
So both of those individuals are not available for me this year, so we'll see.
Stack my team.
I'll find a way. Well, of course, you need to. I won last year.
I need to skate as little as possible because I really don't play much hockey anymore. I just had one of my good friends who you know, Len Metella, Big Len.
Big Lenny.
Who played professional basketball in Europe.
He did.
So he played at a very high level, was a Belgian League MVP for crying out loud.
Of course he wasn't.
I mean, like, he was legit.
Treaty
no,
of Ghent.
It was not Ghent.
It was Bruges he played for.
It was not Bruges either.
Bruges. Did he play for Dunkirk?
He played in Antwerp, but then he also played on another.
Antwerp, there you go.
But it was another team that he won the MVP for that year. I can't remember. But Len is like 43, and he still gets the competitive juices flowing because he played at Bowling Green, and he played professionally in Europe. And
we all do. Once we get warm, the juices flow.
He thought it was a good idea to be playing competitive basketball, and guess what happened on Sunday?
Oh, Pop?
Yeah. He blew his Achilles out.
Oh, boy. That's 3 months, 4 months.
Oh, it's more than that.
If you're a football player, you're missing the whole year.
I feel terrible, but it scares the hell out of me. Every time one of the guys my age, you get hurt, you're like, who do we think we are? We shouldn't be doing this kind of nonsense
anymore. All right, so did he play for Spirou?
No.
Brussels?
No.
Okapi Ice?
No.
Limburg United?
No.
The Leuven Bears?
No.
Cangareros?
No.
Michelin?
No.
Falu Ustende?
I don't think so.
Belfius?
No.
Mons Heilut?
I don't think so.
And not Antwerp. That's it. That's
well,
the teams
Antwerp,
they
there's
have.
One other one I'm missing. It's Antwerp and somebody else.
I got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10.
I'll ask.
Why don't you text Lenny and say, hey, Lenny, who the hell did you play for?
I'll find out. I'll look.
Club Bruges.
So I'm going to skate, get a little sweat. It'll be fun. Yurko will do the commentating again. We will be inviting some listeners to play with
us. Yes, we will.
Now, last year we had to test your hockey chops, like because we can't just have any slap Johnny out there. You can't skate.
Some guy that can't do any reverse crossovers. No. I don't need you.
Come on.
I don't need you.
You're useless to us.
I don't need you. You got to be able to play defense on my team.
We need guys who can play.
Yeah.
And so we tested their knowledge about hockey. Like we were asking, what is icing and... What is the left wing lock?
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do that again. I don't know. But in the next week or so, be listening because you will have a chance to join us on the ice between periods. You'll have some family there. You can have some friends there. And they can be in the stands watching the Wolves. In between periods, you will be on the ice skating with us.
What are the parameters of the goal?
What are the parameters of what?
Yeah, the measurements of the goal. The goal, the hockey
net.
It's
a regular goal. It's a regular.
What are the parameters? What's the measurements on them?
6x4.
That's it.
No, he's asking that would be a trivia question.
Oh, it's a trivia question.
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh. I thought you
were just talking about that.
Gotcha.
That's one of the questions.
My bad. I didn't know what you were asking. You were giving an example.
Which is bigger, an Olympic ice rink or an NHL ice rink?
An Olympic rink.
Oh, bigger. Oh, yeah. A little wider.
Anytime we used to play, I used to play in a men's league at Seven Bridges, and anytime we'd look at the schedule and you knew you were going to be on the Olympic rink. You were like,
sweet heavens.
I'm too old.
Yeah.
I'm slow.
Sweet heavens.
I'm too tired.
There's going to be a lot of skating going on here.
It always makes me think of Slapshot when he says, why don't you explain to our listeners what icing is?
Icing when you hit the puck down and go the line and nobody come back and touch the puck. Or
you feel bad.
It's
2 minutes.
So
tripping.
What is a
when
slashing?
You go like this. Hooking. Hooking is this.
Denny Lemieux.
Yes, right.
Denny Lemieux, slap
shot. So we will do, I think we'll do that again because it was fun. A number of years ago, we asked people to send us their videos of them skating.
Yes.
But maybe we'll just do, remember that, Abdallah?
Yeah, we'll just do.
We had guys send us videos of like doing drills.
Where'd you play? You know, did you play AAA hockey?
Yes.
I think I was still painting models, Sylvie, then.
What's that?
I think I was still producing Waddle and Sylvie.
Yeah, I think you were, actually.
Through,
I think you were.
The videos.
I mean, you don't have to play AAA. If you play AA hockey, you're a pretty good hockey player.
Yes.
You know,
can you skate? 3-1-2.
Well, but you have to be able to, like, we don't want just, you know, you got to have some, you got to have played a little hockey.
Now we want to know what Mike team, you know, that program. What program were you in when you were young? Before you went to play AA or AAA?
Yeah, Mites. Is that a thing?
Mites.
Midgets and Mites.
That's pretty good.
Look at me.
Squirts, peewees, midgets, Mites, Bantams.
Little people.
Yeah. No, stop it. It's a different midget. It's not what we mean.
Midget minor and midget major.
Midget minor, midget major.
Yeah, they're just, I mean, Pee-wee. Don't be offended, Pee-wee.
Yeah, there's a Pee-wee.
I mean, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the kids that are playing at that age level.
Just because we call them squirts doesn't mean, you know, that's just what the hockey
or
calls
mites.
Them.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, get your mind
only
out of the
only one
gutter.
Of those terms is offensive
oh,
to a
it's
group
not,
of
that's
people.
Not what it's... What
you
it's
are so annoying. Let it, them have their
annoying.
Hockey thing.
That's not what it's in reference to.
Yeah.
They don't
What's
call
your problem?
Them that because of little people. It's just the
Jeez.
Term.
What are you a jerk for?
Woke Abdallah just walked in.
I mean, really? Short and shorter.
All of a sudden, out of nowhere.
Shorter league, the short league.
Speaking of that,
Eric, wasn't it nice last night without Abdallah there?
It was ideal. Ideal.
It was ideal.
I want to ask you a question.
Did Chris let you put your feet up all night?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a great time.
It was Cadillac. That we had mood lighting here last night, lava lamps, the whole ball and wigs. We felt great.
Don't make your question inappropriate.
What is it? What's the question?
Why would my question be inappropriate?
Because I know you.
Obviously, I'm just kidding. I don't care.
Because yesterday you were ripping Greta Thunberg for adding a few LBs.
I was not at all.
Yes, you were.
What?
Yes, he did.
No, I don't even know what he's talking about.
Things got awkward during crosstalk.
He's making fun of poor Greta just because she packed on a few. That's all right.
I did not make fun of anything. All I said was I made an observation.
Okay.
Sorry, I can see. All right? Besides that.
She's a child.
The EPL. She's over 18. She's not a child anymore.
She's not a child.
Oh, is she?
EPL.
I didn't know she's over 18.
The EPL.
Yes.
Okay? The EPL.
English Premier League.
It has instituted a break for Ramadan.
They have.
Yeah.
Oh, they
I want to know what your feelings
are. Well,
on that.
They were. Did they officially do it? Because I thought that they were being petitioned to.
I think it was being proposed, but I think.
It's not going to be a full break. They just want them to stop the game
stop
for
the
like.
Game so they can have a drink and maybe a power bar or something like
and
that.
And then keep playing. Yeah.
But that's
you have. But I thought they can't have a power bar.
You can have whatever you want. Well, the point is that when games occur at the time of breaking the fast, they want Premier League teams to like.
Kind of hesitate a little bit.
Playing.
Is it sun up? To sundown?
It's sun up to sundown.
So,
yeah.
So you're saying like when the sun goes down and they can officially break and they can have a power bar and they
it's
keep
like
playing.
When it's kind of it would be kind of like during the World Cup when they play in a really hot country and they do the water breaks.
Right. Okay.
It would be like that.
So are they going to do it?
They've been the Muslim players have proposed them to do it, so I don't know if they're officially going to do it yet or not.
I think they're going to recognize it and they're going to allow
it. I think they will
too. I think that's a good thing also. The best thing that ever happened to soccer, by the way, is when they went from 3 to 5 substitutes. Wouldn't you agree to that?
Yes.
I think it's made the game overall better late, you know, in the 70th through the 90th minute.
Good call,
I think that's an inadvertent thing that happened. The only good thing to come out of the pandemic was the fact they went from 3 substitutes to 5 substitutes.
You see what I mean? Do you see what I mean?
What did I do?
Do you see?
What did I do? I didn't do anything.
Do you see what I mean?
What, I mispronounced something? I apologize. You're such a... But it went from 3 to 5. I thought that was great. Okay. That's a good thing that happened.
Adam, you observe Ramadan, correct?
Yeah.
Kind of, not really? Sort of?
Sure, Carm.
Well, if
his parents are listening.
Well, if he gets you a day off from work, would you observe
that? Well, no,
that's
different.
Off.
That's different. That's like you guys having Easter off after Lent, whether you observe Lent or not.
You just can't eat.
Yeah, you can't eat or drink. You can't eat or drink.
Is Ramadan a month?
Yeah, you don't eat or drink for a month.
Boy, you can't drink. That's dangerous. Can't they change those rules now? I mean,
what do you mean change the rules?
Carm, listen, is a little bit of a sacrifice too big?
But that's dangerous. You got to stay hydrated.
Dangerous.
You're not going to die if you don't have water in 24
There's millions
hours.
Of people
Some people
that don't
do
have
fast.
Clean water. Yeah.
Isn't the invoked thing to do like a 16-hour fast?
Yes, but you can in a 16-hour fast,
you can drink water,
drink coffee.
I'm not saying you can't eat. Yeah. I get that. That's an easy sacrifice. Yeah. Ask a doctor if it's safe to go 12 hours without drinking water.
That's not safe. Probably not.
Of course
not. It's not going to kill you.
You're not supposed to eat. You're not supposed to drink. You're not supposed to smoke. You're not supposed to.
Religious rules are a little antiquated, if
the
you
only
ask me.
Thing you're
it's time to
do.
Change it up.
I'm going to make it more convenient. No, there's no convenience. All right.
I watched in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Awesome.
Eli Wallach.
So good.
And Blondie.
That's true.
In the desert with no water, and yet Blondie. They found a way to survive.
Drink, Blondie, they not to watch.
Drink, Blondie.
Blondie!
Drink!
Don't die on me, Blondie. Don't die.
Great movie you reference.
You wait to die.
There.
Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
You wait to die, Blondie. Wait to die.
Oh, I'm telling you.
That movie's so good.
Eli Wallach. What an actor.
A movie that there is a 0.0% chance they would ever make today.
Yeah.
That is an all-time classic. And I doubt kids have the patience to sit through it because it's long and there's not a ton of action all the time.
If I referred to it as a spaghetti Western.
Yes, correct.
Is that offensive?
No.
Or is that not offensive?
They only call it that because they shot it in Italy. That's all.
Because of Italy.
An Italian guy directed it.
Yeah.
It is fantastic.
Who directed
it? And Sergio Leone.
Sergio Leone.
Where the scene you're talking about, man, when they're on the... And he realized... He's got the information he's looking for the name on the grave. Don't die, Blondie. Don't die. Not yet. He's telling him, die in a few minutes, but first you got to give me the name.
Yeah.
Don't die.
Give me the name.
It's so great.
All right, coming up. And the music.
It's awesome.
The music.
It's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Coming up, Kendall Gill will join us. The Bulls, can they make it back-to-back wins over Embiid after going 0-for-12 in his first 12 starts against them? We're going to find out. And is Kendall buying this little resurgence that they're on recently? We'll talk Bulls with Kendall Gill coming up next.
Working from home?
We're back in the office.
Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
The Bulls have won 5 of 6 with wins against Denver. One of the few teams to actually go into Denver and win a game this year. The T-Wolves, Miami, and the Sixers. Those are all good teams slash borderline great slash teams playing for something as teams jockey for position as we hit the home stretch. So they've played some good teams and they've played well.
Big win against Philly. Double overtime.
They flipped the script from a year ago where they couldn't beat a good team.
Right. They're beating the bad teams, couldn't beat a good team.
And now it's different.
Now they beat the good teams and they look like crap against the bad teams.
But are they really any different? Let's find out. Let's get the latest from our man Kendall Gill, who does a great job with Will Perdue and Jason Goff breaking down all the games on NBC Sports Chicago. Kendall joins us now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Kendall, how are you?
All right, how you doing, guys?
We're doing all right. I mean, defense has probably been the biggest reason that they flipped the script here a little bit recently with 5 out of 6 wins. But to what extent should we be buying this team and any potential staying power come the playoffs? Like, are they turning into a different team all of a sudden?
Well, we've been here before, you know, this season where we think they've turned the corner. I think we got to take a wait-and-see approach, but I'm going to bet that this is the turning point, because the one thing that they're doing now as opposed to before is they're locking guys up at the end of games and they're making defensive stops when they need to make them. You look at the game against the Denver Nuggets, the defense saved the game for them in that game. You look at the game against the Houston Rockets, defense saved the game for them there. The other night against the Miami Heat, they locked up Jimmy Butler late. And then in Philly, they came up with great defensive plays as well. So, you know, I think, and the one thing about the NBA, defense carries. If your offense is off, it doesn't matter. You can still win games if your defense is there. And that's one of the things that they have been doing since the arrival of Pat Beverly.
What is the Patrick Beverly effect then?
It's the Pat Beverly effect. That's what we call it on the show. And, you know, he just brings that intensity that wasn't there before his arrival. We go back to a play when he called out Nikola Vucevic for not helping on one defensive play. I think that was the turning point of when these guys really started locking in and playing defense. Because, you know, if you got Pat Bev out there, you're not going to sit back if you're Zach LaVine, if you're DeMar DeRozan, and not give it 100% if you see that guy going 100. And I think that was why the AK and Mark Eversley went out and acquired him, you know, because I think that he has been a huge help.
Kendall Gill's our guest, Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Embiid's so good that when he has 37, you still, you know, kind of look back and go, hey, the Bulls did a pretty good job against him. I mean, that's just how good he is right now. He had 37 points, for crying out loud. But how do they try to replicate some of the defensive things they did against him the other night if they want to be successful again tonight?
Well, here's the one thing. We know Embiid is great, okay? And like you said, yeah, he got 37, and we thought it was pretty much an average night for him.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
The guy's averaging 34 points a game. I mean, I think he's going to win the MVP this year. But what they did is they shut down everybody else. You look at James Harden. He had a horrible shooting game. And you got to concede Embiid his points because he's just on a roll right now. I think what the Bulls have to do is stop everybody else. And if they can do that, they got another great chance of winning this game tonight.
Do they have, like, on a night-to-night basis, decisions to make about if they're in close games, who should be taking the last shot? Like, DeMar hit a big shot late, but then he also had a turnover and missed the shot as they went to double overtime the other night. Sometimes you get the feeling that Zach's looking around like, hey, when is it my turn? Are they having trouble, like, trying to figure out game to game who should take those shots, or have they settled into a role where that's going to be DeMar's, you know, position while he's still on this team?
Well, I think that's DeMar's position while he's still on this team. Still, I mean, but I do like what Zach has done. He's not afraid to step up and take big shots. But, you know, DeMar is Kerr Sedgwick. He's the closer, man. You know, so we got to, I believe, stick with him throughout the season. And now if Zach is having a night where he's rolling, then we might want to give it to Zach and let DeMar act as a decoy. But you saw what DeMar did the other night against the 76ers.
Mm-hmm.
He took the basketball, and when we needed a bucket, he got it for us. And I think there's more confidence in DeMar handling it and being in that position right now than with Zach. Not saying Zach can't do it, because I believe he can, but I think the guys are so used to seeing DeMar with the basketball when the game is on the line, that's who they're going to go to.
The Wizards have lost, I believe it's 8 out of 10. The Pacers have lost a couple in a row. The Bulls are now 2.5 clear in that 10 seed. I mean, the recent developments here have really kind of flipped the bottom of those standings there in terms of making the play-in. You think the Bulls are going to get that spot, and what can they accomplish in the play-in game and maybe potentially a series against Milwaukee if they get to be the 8 seed?
Well, here's the thing. If they continue to play defense the way that they've been playing at the end of games, because like I said before, that type of defense has not been here since Lonzo Ball was healthy, mm-hmm. since Caruso was healthy. And now you have Javonte Green back. I think that if they can play defense, they're going to finish up this season strong. I think that they'll win the play-in game. Who knows what will happen with the Milwaukee Bucks? Look, you're talking to a guy who was on the Seattle Supersonics. We won 63 games that year, and we lost to the number 8 seed.
Mm-hmm.
So you never know when a team peaks and you catch them at the right time, they become a danger to you. And I see the Bulls peaking right now.
Speaking of Lonzo, I mean, it's just a sad development more than anything. You feel for him, Kendall. I mean, it sounds like his future is just his basketball future sounds uncertain, doesn't it?
It really does, and I'm really sad to see that, because I thought that he was right on the brink of becoming an all-star.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that, you know, you can go back to our telecast when they first acquired Lonzo, and I saw those guys in practice, and I said Lonzo Ball is the key to the whole thing. And you can see that. I mean, with his absence, the Bulls have struggled. I mean, now they're starting to pick up some ground as of late because of the addition of Patrick Beverley. But, you know, Lonzo Ball, if he was in this lineup and healthy, I think the Bulls are no worse than fourth or fifth in the Eastern Conference because of all the things that he brings to the table. But, you know, hopefully, you know, he can come back. I know he had surgery the other day, but, you know, I'm pulling for the guy because I know how good he can be.
Kendall, keep up the good work. You guys are always entertaining. We appreciate the time.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy. There's Kendall Gill from NBC Sports Chicago. Earlier this week, Lonzo underwent a third procedure on that knee in just over a year, which is crazy.
Cartilage, I mean, it was a sick transplant
cartilage
surgery.
Transplant, which, first of all,
nobody,
it hasn't happened a lot,
right.
But nobody has ever had that done and then played in the NBA.
Yeah.
Now, again, it's...
Do you think the situation is dire?
Yes. It sucks. Yes. What can you say?
At least you know now.
Yeah.
Now you know.
A year ago, I was at that... I've talked about this. I was at that game, that Golden State game. It was the game in which he and Zach would both eventually leave, Yurko. And I thought nothing... I was with our buddy John Swanson. I thought nothing of it. They were down, I think, 30 at halftime. I mean, they were getting smoked to the point where, I'll just be totally honest, we watched the second half from the Kettle One Club. Or what do they call it now? Now it's the Crown Royal Club, is
Crown
it?
Crown Royal Club.
I think it's Crown Royal Club.
Yeah, Crown Royal.
We watched the second half from the Crown Royal. They were down 30. And Zach was already out of the game, and Lonzo was out. But you never thought, when Lonzo walked off the floor that night, that that was going to be it.
That's
a few days later, they said he has to have surgery. It was a six-week timeline. It was a six-week timeline. And here we are, what are we, 14 months later, 15 months later? And 14, and he's had a third surgery, including one that is rare, and no player's ever played in the NBA after having it. It sucks. And those 30, like you asked it the other day, you said, you realize it was 35 games? I said, yeah, it was a blip.
Yeah, that's it.
And he was terrific for them, and it was a blip. That was it. It was 35 games, and that might be it when it's all said and done. It's Carmen and Yurko. We'll be right back.
Zoning out on that Zoom meeting? Zoom. Find out what Carmen and Yurko were talking about. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
So do we fade the Bulls tonight, or we take them as a dog again? Remember, they were like a 3-1 dog the other night.
Yeah, what are they getting now?
They're getting 3 tonight.
Plus 3 only?
Yeah, they're getting 3. They're at home.
Yeah, at home.
What do you think about Harden's total? Because he never plays well against the Bulls. You see the career numbers? He was awful.
He 11 of 22 from the field last game.
Yeah, let me get you.
Did he have 30-some plus points? I think, did he have 30 points?
No. Harden. Not Embiid. Embiid's awesome.
Right. Embiid, Harden's it was 11 terrible. Of 22. Yeah. And it was Harden's turnover in the second overtime that kind of, ugh.
And then, if he just goes through contact, he probably gets fouled. He's trying to lay it up over Derek Jones, and Jones swatted it away to seal the deal.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look at the props real quick. Hold on, just to see. I mean, does he have a big game against the Bulls, or do we play the trend? His total is 19.5, juice to the under, minus 120, for an obvious reason.
He might come to Chicago and have a favorite spot to go to.
Well, we know he's had those around the country.
There you go.
He stinks when he plays the Bulls.
Yeah.
Is he going to score only 19 tonight or even less?
Did they get here yesterday?
I'm assuming they must have come in yesterday morning. Okay. The league rules require you to be in the night before if you're not playing a game.
All right, so he may have gone out and had a good time, you know?
Yeah.
At his favorite spot.
Mm-hmm.
His hot spot in the city.
Hot spot.
Wherever that hot spot is, he was there probably. Well, is that the place?
I don't know. I'm just.
Are you sure?
It's one I know of. So, if it's still there,
is that
still there? I don't know.
I believe it is.
I haven't been around that circuit for a long time.
It's off of 294 and about 95th.
Well, it's a little bit of a drive. Okay, then there's one in the South Loop. I don't remember what it's called though.
Oh, Pink Monkey.
The Pink Monkey. There you go. Is that it? Is that? Of course.
Why do I know?
There's a Scores by the airport.
Yeah.
There is.
There's another one still by Joe's on Weed Street, right? VIPs?
VIPs is still there.
Right across from the Whole Foods.
No, I know of no such place.
What about the Admiral?
Right across from Whole Foods. That's what's great about it.
It's by the Whole Foods. What are you talking about?
What about the Admiral Theater?
Oh, Admiral's God. Is the Admiral still there?
Yeah. Admiral's still there.
Still there.
Boy, that was 100 years ago.
Still doing what they do best.
Adult strip club. Adult, what do you call it? Because you don't like when I call it strip club. You say it's too dirty. What do you call it?
Tuckabuck. Adult entertainment.
Tuck-a-buck. Okay, so strip club's okay, but Tuckabuck.
That classes it up.
Thank you. Yeah. The first Tuckabuck I was ever at circa, 1995-ish?
No, I don't like calling them pornos. I like to call them adult films.
Oh, that's true. Admiral Theater. Yeah. The first one I was ever at, and I was probably, I'm guessing I was 18.
First strip club I was ever at in Vegas was the Palomino Club.
First Vegas strip club I was ever at was OG's, Olympic Gardens. Palomino Club, I don't even remember that one.
Downtown, Thursday night, amateur night.
Dude, you were downtown at a strip club?
Oh,
that's
hardcore.
Downtown Vegas strip club, baby. Woo!
Old school.
That's hardcore, 22, dude.
22-23.
Oh, man, I love it. Marilyn, you'll be at the big festival
this
Friday, right?
Without choppers.
Hello, Marilyn. How are you? You okay?
Good afternoon. How are you?
We're okay. You all right?
I know, but I'm coming anyway. I don't care.
Look at you.
Well, you know what? All those motherfuckers are tough. It doesn't matter what religion you are, what
what race you are, we're all the same.
What?
We're all the same. You know, we're tough.
What happened? You fell and...
I fell. You know what? I had met my brother over at the gas station on 12th and Lake, right down my block, because I got the new car, and I don't know how to put the gas in.
Oh, Lord.
So I got out of the car and waited for him to pull his car up. He was already there. And I just never felt it coming again.
Oh, man.
Something is very wrong. I'm going to have a bushel full of tests done because something might, this is not the first time. And I was scared. Did you see the photo I sent you?
Yes, I think, I saw some of the stuff that you put on Instagram, yeah.
Yes, on the lip, I couldn't believe I lost the lip. The lip was really bloody, and I don't like blood. But I'm all right, I'm hanging in there.
Right.
I got my knee wrapped up. Various parts of my body.
My God, are you sure you could come out to the party? You're going to make it. You're a trooper.
Oh, hell yes.
Look at you. All right.
I want to meet Eddie O.
And Eddie O will be there. Eddie's going to be on with us. Absolutely.
Remember the last time I called in one time and Eddie O was subbing for somebody? Maybe that was Cap.
Yeah.
I don't know. And that's when I broke my toe. I walked right into the glass.
It's bad luck, Mary.
Yeah, I know.
Got a little run of bad luck. That means at some point it's going to even out. There's good stuff.
I don't know. If it wasn't for bad luck, I have no luck at all.
Well, listen, we'll see you Friday. We're looking forward to the 25th anniversary show. And
how long is that going to go now? From 11 to
12 hours.
Doors open at 11, and we'll be on the air at noon, and then Waddle and Sylvia will be on after us all the way till 6.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to hang on that long.
It's a long party, so we'll see you Friday.
You know what? I was very impressed when I bought my tickets from the box office.
Yeah?
They're going to come and get me. They want me to be there at 10:45.
Yeah. That's just a suggestion. You don't have to be there that early if you don't.
No, but they're going to take me right to my seat. I have no idea where I'm sitting, but that's what they're going to take. I thought that was classy.
Well, we'll see you Friday.
Yeah, okay.
And we're looking forward to it, all right? And be careful, Marilyn.
Take care of your bloody lip.
Her knee is wrapped up. Her lip's bleeding. I mean, jeez.
She got a couple choppers gone.
I think 10:45 is a suggestion, too. You don't necessarily have to be on line by 10:45.
Soft bread and honey.
Soft
bread and honey. That's she did a little soft bread with a little honey.
How about just like a peanut butter sandwich? Peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Easy to digest, Carm. That's what I'm talking about.
You going to bring a little lunch for her? York?
There's be lunch there, Friday. Isn't there?
Soup?
Does they have some
is
soup
there lunch?
There? I don't know. Is there no food there? I was hoping. I don't know.
I think that's,
it's a long day to not have any food.
I think there's a German theme. There's going to be a slew of bratwurst and sausages there.
I doubt it. Some schnitzel? I don't know. I might be wrong, Chris. I don't know. Should I bring a peanut butter and jelly?
Some kraut?
You might want to bring a Uncrustable.
I'm not bringing an Uncrustable.
What's the difference? I just said peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah, what's the difference?
It's peanut butter and jelly.
But an Uncrustable, you talking about the one in the package?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. What do you mean it's disgusting? You just said
disgusting.
Bring a peanut butter and jelly.
I'll make it myself.
What are you,
fresh
you're crushing, crushing peanuts?
No, but...
yeah. Hey, George Washington Carver, what are you doing over here?
I buy sugar-free jelly, sugar-free peanut butter.
You disgust me.
Ridiculous.
What's the point of eating a peanut butter and jelly?
Why do you just ignore the flavor then?
It's delicious.
How about this? Eat a handful of grapes and peanuts. Call it a day.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll just smash them all together on my sandwich.
And yeast.
Now you guys are unbelievable. I don't think that's I can't eat peanut butter and jelly. I don't want to eat sandwiches that are out of a bag, out of a vending machine. That's gross. You know the kind of preservatives that are in that?
You elitist.
What vending machine are you getting
these from?
You
used to be one of us.
The vending machine upstairs. I thought that is what he was talking about. They used to have those.
Yeah. We have those upstairs?
I don't know.
Like 11 they used to
be,
right?
Yeah, they used to be at 11. And you can't eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich out of a vending machine.
You used to be one of us. What happened to you?
Elitist.
Yeah. Listen, you get a couple of nice bottles of bourbon, and who do you think you are?
When it comes to peanut butter and jelly and Italian food, I'm an elitist. Yes. I got 10 games to go, by the way, before the NBA season's over. We got 10, maybe 12 games.
We need to do an update tomorrow.
Let's update tomorrow. Every Lakers loss, I'm like, no!
I don't think you're fine either way. We made it too easy.
Yeah, it was.
We did.
Am I going to be all right? I think so. 16 of the 20 teams.
It should have been 9 of 10 on each side.
Listen, you know what we'll do if you make it? We'll do it again for the baseball season.
No, that's hard. You can't.
Yes. Why? Yes. Come on.
No.
What are you worried?
Yes. You have to name all the division winners correctly the MVP otherwise.
I thought you wanted to go on a tour of Italy.
No, I do, just not at the Olive Garden. Coming up next, we're going to crosstalk with the Catman. He's going to be on for an hour until the White Sox come on. Black and Abdallah will be on after the game. White Sox are playing the Royals here on your home for White Sox baseball. Shohei has the final word, brought to you, as always, by Bath Planet.
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth.
Today's final word.
You had to have the last word.
On Carmen and Yurko.
Strikes out! Championship.